I'm Chris Collier of Gloucester Rugby Heritage. Also here is Clive Major, also of Gloucester Rugby Heritage. We're here at King's Home on the 6th of December 2018 to record an interview with Tinus Delport. Good morning, Tinus.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Right. Now then, to start at the beginning, where and when were you born?
I was born in Port Elizabeth in South Africa on the 2nd of February 1975.
Right. School?
My primary education, I grew up on a farm, so my dad was a farmer as well as the attorney in the town, the local attorney in the town. So grew up on the farm school called Kirkwood Primary School. Mm-hmm. But then in 1988, we moved over to Johannesburg, and I was secondary school was Linden High School in Johannesburg. So that's where I matriculated finished my schooling. Call it sixth form over here. Did my sixth form at Linden High School. And
did you play rugby there?
I played for the school. Only in my final year, I actually played for the school's first team. So when I was 17, I was a year young for my age because I grew up on the farm and my parents wanted to get us into school. So so I finished a year younger. But yeah, played for the school's first team in 1992.
Mm-hmm. University.
After school, I first did my national service. It was still compulsory for white males to do national service at that stage. So that was in 1993. Went to Potchefstroom to Donitron Combat School. Played rugby there too. I mean, it's pretty much rugby all my life, really. But played for the units and then represented the local area for the command, the Northwest Command. And then in 1994, joined University of Johannesburg, or Rand Afrikaans Universiteit, RAU as it was called then. Mm-hmm. So from 94, 95 and 96.
Right. And how soon after that did you get into Super 12?
So initially, with the setup, South African rugby setup at that stage was you normally play your under 21, up until under 21. And it was only exceptional players that really went on to play senior rugby whilst they were still under 21. So I was under 21 until 1996. 1997, I started playing open rugby when I was 22. So I started playing for the university. And then through the year, got my opportunity to play for Transvaal, as it was known at that stage, the Lions. And then started my super rugby career in 1998, so the start of the following season for the Cats, the Golden Cats as it was called. It was a new franchise that was formed between Transvaal, or the Lions, Cheetahs, and Northwest, Western Transvaal, so to compete in the Super 12.
Was this at fullback or on the wing? I know you played
either. I've played both, really, so it's always my initial start for Currie Cup rugby was at fullback, but then even at under 21 level, coming through for Transvaal, I would play fullback and wing. So it's always been sort of fullback is my preferred position, but you know, I'm comfortable on the left or right wing.
Mm-hmm. And then you went on with Springboks tour in 1997 to Europe.
Yeah, so fortunate in my first year of Currie Cup rugby, so that my breakthrough year in 1997. I sort of started playing after the British and Irish Lions came on tour, so I unfortunately never played against the British and Irish Lions, but got my opportunity for the Lions, went on to be one of the top scorers in the competition, and were rewarded with a Springbok tour at the end of the year, tour to Europe. I didn't play a test match, I just played in the midweek games. It was still when there were quite a lot of midweek.
It was a very good experience.
Oh, phenomenal. I mean, that was actually my first ever rugby tour overseas. It was never really on my goal list for that year to attain. My sort of goals for that season was just literally to break through into the Currie Cup side, maybe have two or three starts by the end of the year, and then I could build on for the following year. So I think when I got the opportunity, I played 12 of the remaining 13 matches, or 12 of the matches that was remaining, all 12 of those matches for the Currie Cup side. We went on to play in the Currie Cup semi-final. We lost in Western Province, and that evening when before we got ready to go out, sitting in the room with my roommate and on television. In those days, the Springbok team was still announced on television, so you didn't get a call beforehand or anything like that. So we just sat there looking at which of our mates would actually make the team. And my name was alphabetically one of the first names being read out. So, yeah, I was not quite expecting it. So it was a pleasant surprise that evening.
And that was Canada was your first
First cap came only in 2000. Mm. So I had a bit of a rough patch in 98. I think wasn't quite as driven and motivated, or was driven and motivated by other things in that second year, with the fame and everything that came with it. And it took me a couple of seasons to really get myself back on track. So in 99 I had a very good season again. Unfortunately missed out on the 99 Rugby World Cup, although I was the top scorer in the Currie Cup. We won the Currie Cup. I scored two tries in the Currie Cup final. But then in 2000 sort of kicked on and got rewarded with a starting position. So made my first cap, was off the bench in East London against Canada. Yeah.
Now, I was looking on the website the other night, and I came across this site that was showing what it claimed to be the 10 best Springbok tries ever.
Yeah.
Now, Ellis Park, 19th of August 2000, that was your try. Magnificent try it was. Take us through it. What was it like?
Well,
can you remember?
I know, of course. I mean, that's the highlight of my life, probably. I do a lot of sports-based intervention programs in schools and work with a lot of young people. And all I say to them, all you have to do is score one try against the All Blacks, and your career is made after that. So that was my one try against the All Blacks. It was a fantastic game. It was our first start at home for the Tri Nations. It was in Johannesburg at Ellis Park, which was my home stadium. So it was, everything in the build up to the test was perfect, because it's home crowd, family, friends, everyone there. And playing against the All Blacks is every Springbok's dream. You know, that's sort of where we measure ourselves against. That's our traditional rugby foe, and you know, you look at the history between Springboks and the All Blacks, it's a bit skewed towards or sort of now in the professional era, but in historically it's always been the clash of the Southern Hemisphere. So everything was leading up to it. We had it was a high scoring match. I think it was 46-40 in the end. So it was a high scoring game. In 2000, you know, we were building a new team, so you know, we were trying new things and wanting to play a bit more rugby. And it was actually taken by I remember we had a free kick. Rassie Erasmus, who's now the Springbok coach, he picked up the ball, always way ahead of his time, took a quick tap from the free kick. The ball got spun to me on the end. I was just outside the halfway line, stepped inside Tana Umanga, straightened up, ran around Christian Cullen, out-sprinted Andrew Mertens and scored just off centre to the left. Mm. It was probably about a 50-55 metre run. Yeah. Unlike props, who always claims to score further rather than the 5 metre, they always score from the 22, which they agree for. But no, it was... It was fantastic. Yeah, a fantastic moment.
Were you fullback in that game?
I was fullback, yeah. I was fullback, but I found myself on the edge of the attacking line. So, yeah.
What are the particular personalities in that South Africa team at the time that you remember?
Yeah, they were all personalities. You had Johan Rassie Erasmus, you had André Venter, who was probably one of the hardest working flankers I've ever come across. You had Willie Meyer, who the tight head prop, was a great sense of humour, always making little jokes and really sort of got the mood going. Vanna Swanepoel at number 9 got his opportunity above Joost van der Westhuizen. So no, there was some really great friends in that group.
Yeah.
Robbie Fleck, he actually played at 12 that day, so always thought that was probably his better position rather than 13.
Yeah. Are there any other particular games you remember in your career for the Springboks?
I mean, that certainly that is the standout one. You know, I think playing against England in the Rugby World Cup 2003 in the pool stages comes to mind because I had teammates, you know, Gloucester teammates in that team. So, you know, Phil Vickery, Trevor Woodman, Andy Gomersall, they were in the opposition team. So that was, you know, that sort of a game that probably remembered for other reasons rather than the score. But, yeah, that was sort of also one of the games that sort of come to mind.